Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly free show here on Renegade Radio and all the podcast catchers and YouTube. It's Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and it's, there you go. It's a happy birthday today. My co-host, Hannah Bach, actually her birthday's tomorrow, but we're celebrating it today. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know how everybody loves the birthday shows.
They're fun. Yeah, definitely yes. Fun.
And as you see, I stacked this. I might have stacked this a little too much. We'll see what happens. I might have to, if this gets too out of control, I might have to mute everybody, but hopefully we won't go there. But as you can see, I brought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of your favorite friends.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
5 of your favorite people. And so first, your co-host on your other podcast, mm-hmm. Vegans Uncensored, I finally got her on the Dark Mark Show, finally. You know, the first time I asked her was in 2013.
Wow.
We'll talk about that. Mary Zaint.
Yeah, hi. Mary's here.
Hi. Happy birthday, Hannah.
Thank you, love.
And I just went to a great vegan pop-up that Mary Zaint produced this weekend in Bell, and it was delicious.
Yes.
Yeah, burrito.
Showing up.
And next to Mary, the first time we had, can't believe it's 2 years ago. It just seems like yesterday we were all chilling at the Bohemian Tea Parlor, having a tea before the show. And she was the only guest that night, and we had a great time. Is a stand-up comedian extraordinaire. She's on the East Coast, so she's staying up real late. It's Nikki Wants.
Yay. Yeah.
Hey.
1:40 there.
Hey.
Hi, Nikki.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I introduced you. I thought you were going
to. But you know what? That just came up in my Facebook and Hannah's too. Our photos from 2 years ago today. I can't.
Yeah,
believe.
It did. Yeah, we went to Doomies.
Yeah. Right. We're gonna. We'll get to that briefly because we'll always do our sponsors, and then just above her, I'm going a weird like this is almost like the Hollywood Squares here. This is like the Dark Mark Show Squares. I've got she was here last week and I couldn't have her pass up being on your birthday show and looks like we're gonna have a lot of stuff to talk about, more makeup talk it looks like. Another stand-up comedian extraordinaire, Jamie Gendron.
Yeah, hi, happy birthday, Hannah.
Thank you.
And next to you, we haven't had her on in a while, and I'm not really sure why, but I've been looking, she's been selling a lot of great sunglasses, earrings, mm-hmm. all sorts of always fashionable, the fashionista, Amber Von Tartt.
Hey, happy birthday, Anna.
Thank you.
Yay.
And right next to Tamara, she's, I did it. I knew I was going to do it. I'm so sorry. They, multi-talented, belly dancer, psychic, and just all around entertainer and just amazing person. Irina Zara.
Hi. Happy birthday, Hannah. You're so awesome. I'm glad to be back.
Thank you.
And last but not least, although the best pigtails of the night, is a magician extraordinaire. He was on my birthday show a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Doing some magic. And he's going to do some magic tonight. Michael Vile.
Hi, Michael.
Hello. Hi. So good to see you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Good to see
you.
So
this is gonna be quite a show. We're gonna have some chit chat. I'm gonna ask everybody what happy memories of Hannah and why she's so awesome. We've got a lot of people that wish you a happy birthday. We're gonna have some magic. We're gonna have a psychic reading and a big surprise at the end, which I hope you
awesome.
Like. And also, you did get my package that I got you. So that's not the big that's not the big gift, but we can open that later or whenever you want. Sponsors real quick, Audible, go to audibletrial.com/DMS, get a free book and your pick of all sorts of Audible originals. Give yourself a gift. It's free. You can cancel after 30 days, but you keep the free book and the free Audible originals. Also, we went to Doomy's Home Cooking 2 years ago. Nikki, Hannah, and myself after the show. Mm-hmm. And Nikki's like, geez, should I get the chicken parmesan? Or the pulled pork, they both sound so great. So you order one, I order one, and we split it. It's the best vegan food you ever had.
Definitely is. And then we had the deep fried Oreo.
This is
going to
be six times the delay. This is going to be so weird. But Nikki, they have a chicken cord on Blue now.
Ooh, really? I'm going to be in LA next month.
Well, let's go. 1253 Vine Street. They're seating outside. They're seating outside now. Oregon is to go. It's the best vegan food you ever had. There's one in Culver City and one in Toronto, Canada. Last but not least, I think I might need this. Keep the energy going. Raise energy drinks. This is the best. Anybody knows me knows I drink energy drinks all the time. You can't get this at 7-Eleven. You can't get this at supermarkets. Get it at gyms. You get it at GNC. Because it's great. Tastes great. This is the Apollo flavor. Red, white, and blue. Zero calories. Zero carbs. Zero crash. Michael is looking in wonder. Yeah. When this posts on YouTube or when it posts on podcast catchers, use my code. You get 15% off a case. That's what I did to get this.
Raise. Okay. Sounds
fair. R-I-Z-E. Delicious.
Caffeine? And
it'll really get you going. So, Hannah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Before we get the chit-chat going, we've got some well wishes. From our friend singer Savannah Pope.
Oh.
Was it? I don't know who that was. That Grandpa?
No, I heard that too. That wasn't from my end.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. That's the ghost of Savannah Pope. I don't know. She's floating around. Savannah Pope, the wonderful singer. Hannah, you are beautiful and fabulous. Thanks for all the support of indie artists like me. I hope I get to see you soon. There's a heart and a metal sign too. Renee Watt, the witch comic and psychic. And podcast hosts. Happy solar return, sending good vibes filled with love, happiness, and strength. And there's a little heart there. Debbie Dutch, the star of many, many B movies. I wish a very happy birthday, Hannah, with all dreams come true. As you blow out the candles, we are celebrating and singing happy birthday with you. You're a beautiful shining star. Shine brightly for all the world to see. Sending all my love and blessings, sweet Hannah. OXOX, and there's a ton of emojis that I can't really get into right now because that'll take up the whole show. Myanmar says you're gorgeous inside now, and I hope you have a great birthday. So, Hannah, where do you want to start?
We haven't spoke to Nikki in forever. Let's start with Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
I was muted because I had a call. And then I didn't want to be rude.
Oh, is that the weird noise? Okay, it was Nikki's cough is what it was.
No, I muted it. That's why you probably saw me like.
Oh, okay. So Nikki, you predated the rest of LA and moved out.
I did.
Like, way before everybody else.
Yeah, I did.
You know about the mass exodus, don't you?
What?
You know about the LA mass exodus?
There was, right?
There is. It's still going on.
It's still going on?
Irina's shaking her head. I think she might be the next one out, right?
Well, I'm not rushing, but I'm actually from here, so I'm like not really, you know, rushing to go anywhere else.
But it's crossed your mind. Maybe not. Nikki, now you're in Maryland? Is that where you're at?
I am. I grew up here. I'm gonna ask a question. If you saw a really hot guy that was like 21, if you knew
him,
and you knew them when they were a kid and you slept with their dad, would you still sleep with them?
Absolutely. I would, Hannah.
If there was a connection, yeah.
But you hate younger men, Hannah.
No, I don't.
No, there was a guy who was 28 like 2 years ago. You're like, yeah, that's too young.
Oh, it's because I went on a bad date with a younger guy like 2 years ago.
I thought it was a good date. And you guys, he gave you tattoos and stuff?
No, that was a different guy.
Okay. So this is your Valentine's dilemma? Nikki?
Oh, no, I was just thinking about it. I was just like, because I saw my friend's son and he's 21 now. And I knew him when he was a kid and he's so cute. And I'm like, oh, that's too young. It's like, I'm old enough to be his mom. So.
Has he been flirting with you?
No, but I don't want
to. Sending you pics? Wink, wink?
No. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy, no. But I just thought about that'd be a good topic, maybe.
I don't know, yeah, Jamie. What do you think?
I think it's a great topic.
What do I think?
Have you been in that situation? Father, son?
Not
not together.
Sort of, not together, but I've had the father come and be a client when I was a stripper. And then we went in the back room and handled things, if you know what I mean. And then a little while later, his 16-year-old son came by the door and had seen me. And he came by the door and he said he wanted to see me. Well, I was only 19, so him being 16 wasn't creepy. I told him go steal the money out of his dad's wallet and I'd see him. So yeah, that was my experience with that. But
I think that what you're saying is you can have sex with a son as long as he's not stealing money out of the father's wallet. Is I think that's the
I think in this day and age, yeah. You know, young me would have thought differently, but yeah.
Tamara, do you date younger men? I'm not even sure what's going on with you.
No, I've been single for like 2 years now. But no, I don't touch younger guys. I mean, I've got my oldest daughter is 23. She just turned 23. And they're kids. They're kids. So I can't do it.
I don't have children. So if I had children, I would definitely feel differently.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. It's like all like a thing in my head. I could never go through with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really think I could do it. I'd be like, oh, like mommy complex. Hi. Now I'm like, no.
At this age, I don't think I could do it. At this age.
I don't think I could too. So I'm just, I don't know. It's just the idea of like the Mae West kind of.
Mae West.
But coming up in there all gussied up, like, hello, child. Hello, young man. But I did go on a couple of dates with a guy who was 28, 29. I mean, I'm 42 next month. So
what's wrong with that?
That's 12 years, almost to the day. March 10th, March 8th.
It's not a big stretch, 12 years.
What, yeah, if it was a dude, it would be. Like, if it was a man doing it, it would be like, oh, who cares? Like, a woman doing it.
Like, we're 14 years apart.
Yeah.
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 Do you normally date older men, Nikki? Because I just hear about, I just hear the fallout of your relationships. I never hear, like, going in. By the time I get there, it's like, oh, God, you don't want to hear about this guy. So.
Yeah.
Is it always your same age? I think you tend to date the same age, right? Or about 5 years here or there?
Yeah, usually. So, but
Irina,
now
what do you think? Younger men, or especially if you've slept with a father, probably a weird situation.
I think I would feel that person was really young for me.
Yeah. Oh, no, I felt like.
But we're talking about Nikki. We know she's pervy.
I'm not that big of a perv. I mean, everything is, well, I mean.
Yeah, like, I also don't pass judgment, so do you, you know?
Like, thoughts is one thing, you know, like, you think, like, I'm just thinking about it, girl, I'm not gonna do it, you know, like.
I think you can appreciate a young man for being hot. But,
but
understanding that he's hot, but he's still young enough to be my son is... Yeah, that kind of throws it.
Mary, younger men, father, son, what do you think?
That's a weird one for me. I don't know. I have a pattern of dating younger men that are like anywhere from 3 to 10 years younger than me. I think I've only dated someone older than me once, and that was when I was 19 and he was 30. And it was a terrible experience, and I feel like he kind of ruined older men for me. But he had a kid and he was a terrible father and he was just a shit person. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll do it. When you're dating 19-year-olds, that's kind of, sort of.
Yeah. I went out with, at least I was of legal age. I guess I could say that.
Okay.
I went out with I was 21 and I went out with a 41-year-old, like my age now. And I couldn't imagine that. Now it feels creepy to me. You know, like it does feel weird. Like now that I'm looking back doing that, and I didn't like, I just went on like dates with him, but then I went to his house and he had a Mandy Moore CD and I was like, what the fuck?
That disqualifies anybody.
Well, that goes across the board. Not only is she like 16 with I'm Missing You Like Candy, but like the music's terrible. So it's like, not only do you have like, have a little girl CD thing and then you have horrible taste.
Yeah, if you have a BTS, If you're dating a 40-year-old man, he has a BTS CD. That's probably not a good thing.
And then he was like, we were making out, and he's like, said something like, this is real, like, makes me skeeved out just saying it. But he was like, oh, let me see that young pussy. And I was like, I was like, I'm done. And I just dipped. I was just like, I just literally like pulled my dress up down, you know, because he didn't even get my panties off. And when he said that, I was like, ah, you know, like,
wait, so he's never getting your panties off.
No, never. And then he like stalked me. And then he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, we're not. Like, all right, no way. Shut it down. And that was the only time.
Now, Michael, you've dated younger women.
Accidentally, never on purpose.
No, but I mean, would you date a mother and daughter? If you dated the mother, would you date the daughter? Is that weird?
Oh my God, it's so unfair to say, because I'll confess, I found myself attracted to the, I'm going to leave it there.
Okay, that's a no comment from Michael. Well, and as I've said on the show before, when I lived in Las Vegas, I dated a 26-year-old and a 65-year-old at the same time. So age doesn't bother me. I mean, obviously, you know, they should be in their mid-20s at least. But, you know, as long as they're cool, they're cool. I don't care.
That's fairly reasonable. You know, if the person's up there towards their 20s, like, it's not like they're 21. Like, I felt like a kid when I was 21. You know what I mean? Like, I look back and I was like, I was not a fucking adult, you know?
Yeah. See, I felt an adult, but I was so not an adult. Like, I look back at that now and I'm like, oh my God, what was I thinking? Like, I was so, like, a kid. Like,
so I would say the consensus is it's okay to be attracted to the son of the man you had sex with. If they start flirting with you, see what happens. I don't know.
I had sex with his dad when we were like in our like late teens, early 20s.
All right, well, you know.
But the son's age now.
You realize your life is the plot of every porno movie that's out now. No,
it's not. It's like it's serious.
It's trending now, apparently. No, it's not. So I've heard.
If you fucked the grandfather, then it, you know, you might have something. You might have a whole full story here.
Hey, if he could still get it up, I don't know.
There was a movie like that, right? Where he hooked up
speaking of that, Hannah, has Josh arrived yet? Or,
wait, what?
I said, Hannah, has your boyfriend arrived yet? Or
no, not yet. No.
Okay, that was a little he's old joke. Go ahead, Hannah. You were going to say.
Well, there's a movie like that, right? Where I think it was Jack Nicholson. I'm not sure, but hooked up with like the grandma, the mom, and then he was trying with the daughter. There's a movie like that.
I don't know.
Are you referring to the one where he plays the devil?
No.
Witches.
No, that's Witches of Eastwick.
The one with Diane Keaton.
Maybe.
Yeah, where he's having sex with his daughter, and then he's with Diane Keaton, and it's a whole thing. But Hannah, that was an interesting conversation, which goes to the dovetails, because you a couple of years ago I was listening to the show and we were talking Valentine's Day with Nikki, best and worst, and you were like, I never really had a Valentine's Day. I guess this year you're gonna have a Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be strange.
So now, I and Nikki, we already went over a couple of years ago, and I think it was the father we were talking about. Tamara, what was your best Valentine's Day? What was your worst?
Oh God. Okay, so my worst Valentine's Day, I actually got I was dating this guy. We'd been together. It was like just head over heels in love with this guy, and it's so bad. I bought him like all this stuff for Valentine's Day. Like his previous relationship, he was with this girl and he was in the Navy and he was out to sea and she didn't pay rent. And it ended up losing the apartment and everything he owned. So I got him all this stuff to kind of like help replace things that he didn't have, you know, but it was all really nice stuff. And I got him, I can't remember what else. I think I got him some candy, chocolates or whatever. So I gave him all this stuff and then he broke up with me.
What?
Nikki has the same story. She had the same story 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was in my 20s. I mean, this is like years ago, but Yeah, I don't know. And ever since then, I've just never really, you know, I just kind of do stuff for myself for Valentine's Day. Like, I can't really think of like being with somebody and yeah, and like doing something really cool. I don't know.
Yeah,
it sounds sad, but I mean, I'm perfectly happy with like I buy if I want flowers, I get flowers and chocolates. I already bought chocolates for myself, so
yeah.
I don't know. I get what I want. I'm like, this is what I want for Valentine's Day.
I bought the chocolates the day after because they're half off.
I couldn't wait. There was like a 10 of Dove chocolates, and I'm like, oh, that looks really good. So I got it now. So
I
it's been a little treats.
Yeah, it's I'm so used to being alone on Valentine's Day, but I've had two or three. No. But and I will be this. I've got a whole joke in my act that I'm gonna do what I do every Valentine's Day and masturbate, weep softly, and listen to Tori Amos records, and that always gets a huge laugh.
Silent and all these years.
if it only wasn't true. But no, I've had no.
Hey, it's the same. Like, I'm right there with you. Like.
Well, we might have to weep together. But
okay,
that's just like legitimate everyday entertainment during COVID. So you were ahead of your time, right?
That's why the weekend had all those guys with their bandages dancing to Susie and the Banshees, because everybody's been doing that.
That was amazing.
I actually liked it. I heard it was weird because the goth community very split on that. There's a lot of people like, how dare he? And then, you know, half of them are like, yeah, that's cool. You know, I saw somebody on Facebook say, you know, God, what, how dare he do that to Susie? What's going to happen to Susie? I'm like, what's going to happen to her? She's going to get a lot of downloads, a lot of new fans. It's great.
She's going to gain relevance again.
Yeah.
Oh, she's always been relevant in my world.
Well, I think she's an amazing artist. I love Susie and the Banshees, but you know, she hasn't been relative in the mainstream in a long time.
Well, she kind of retired a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she got paid a lot. I'm sure she's flattered and she's got a lot of new fans, but a lot of goth people are like, oh God, how can you do that? Irina, you're probably the gothiest person here besides myself. What did you think?
Well, I did not see the clip from the game. I didn't get a chance to see it yet, but I'm a big fan of The Weeknd. I like his music. So whatever. Well,
you've heard the song where he samples Happy House.
Yes, no. I think so. That's a good song. I listened to the song.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I listened to the song and it's different from what they did at the halftime show. Because they kind of in the song, it's kind of incorporated in the song a little more naturally. At the halftime show, they actually had like a bunch of people in red jackets, which I wear from time to time in goth clubs, bandages on their head, which I probably should wear at goth clubs, and just dancing in sync to just a Happy House with a marching band beat, and it was great.
Awesome.
Mary's a new Weeknd fan.
I will go look up the clip, but it sounds awesome to me.
It was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. I had no idea it was a Susie and the Banshees song. I had no clue. No idea.
This is the Super Bowl halftime show moment that more people went, what the fuck's going on?
Since Janet Jackson. Like, who is The Weeknd and who names himself The Weeknd? And okay.
But Hannah, so tell us what Grandpa said about The Weeknd, because it's the quote.
Oh, he thinks he looks like Billy Crystal.
Oh, that's funny.
Can't unsee that.
I see that. I that's actually not inaccurate.
Yeah.
They both kind of have Lindsay Buckingham has the same thing. It's like the clown hairline where like the hairline's back here, but they put the hair way up to try to fool you.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He also said The Weeknd stinks. So.
Oh. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
He was like, "Where's Lady Gaga?" Because he has a huge crush on Lady Gaga.
Right, well, I'll give you that if he likes Lady Gaga.
That was an awesome. That was.
Gaga got to
show.
Do the inauguration, so you know she's
I thought Lady Gaga did a good halftime show too. I didn't think I thought she was pretty good too for what she was doing. You know, it's not the halftime show that the two halftime shows that were just horrendous were Maroon 5. I mean, that was just what the fuck was that? And Bruce Springsteen, who is like, dude, just get in the rocking chair and go home, because this you just and he was trying. I give him credit for trying, but Rolling Stones weren't that great either, which is sad to see. They were just too old. But
I don't know. I saw a clip earlier actually, and it was the top 10 like cringiest Super Bowl performances. And there was a couple of them. The Katy Perry one with the dancing sharks, that was pretty bad. And then there was another one with Disney was producing the halftime shows, so they had reaching back, but they had like New Kids on the Block and like all these kids, little kids running around like in cheerleader outfits and football player outfits, and it was a hot mess. I could see the cringe factor.
Yeah, and Prince was the best one, and I'm not even a big Prince fan, but he was playing guitar in the rain while they're playing Purple Rain.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
But Hannah,
yes,
say something, because we're gonna focus on you for a second.
Say something. You want me to say something?
Yeah. What was your favorite Super Bowl halftime show?
You know, I never started watching the Super Bowl halftime shows until my grandfather asked me to watch them with him.
So was that the Lady Gaga year?
I don't really remember. I didn't really pay attention too much because I'm busy paying attention to him. He's like the, you know, star of the show in my house, at least.
Right. Okay. Well, that didn't work out as I planned it. But Genocide, the stunt performer, said that she wishes that she could serve you cake from your bucket in a most unnatural way, and light the candles by breathing fire. But instead, I have to say happy fucking birthday, darling.
Aww.
Orpheus Black, the pro-dom, Orpheus. Everybody knows Orpheus. He says, there exists a beauty. Oh, I'm sorry. There is a beauty that exists in Hannah that transcends her warm smile, shapely body, and gorgeous eyes. What is truly beautiful about Hannah is her capacity to give so much to others and ask so little in return. She is a gift, and I'm glad there is a day where she can receive a fraction of what she gives to so many others.
It's very sweet.
That was, yes. Aiden Park, great comedian. Happy birthday, 18th birthday, Hannah. Finally legal so I can take advantage of you. Ha ha ha. XOXO, lots of love. See, I can't do Aiden's like.
Aiden's like, Jesus,
I can't take advantage of you.
It's cute.
Aaron Pearl, another great comedian. I wish. Yes, wish her a very happy birthday for me. The director of the. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Hannah?
Yes.
What do you think of those greetings?
I think they're absolutely just leave me speechless.
So. All right. Well, something else is going to leave you speechless. Go ahead, Josh.
Happy birthday, baby. I almost got naked, but then I realized there were more people in the room.
Yeah. Lots of people, actually.
Yeah, apparently. Oh my God.
Well, please, don't stop on our account.
Don't do it.
No, please, really don't do it.
All right. Well, that's only you, Mark. I'd like to hear from everyone else. Hannah? Okay. Just kidding.
That's
happy birthday, baby.
Thank you.
For people who don't know, that's Josh Tripp from Motorbone, the lead singer of Motorbone, and Hannah's boyfriend. And we were just talking about Valentine's Day, but this show is going by so fast.
It is.
We've got even Stanton LaVey, the notorious Antichrist, says, yes, happy day of sin. Destiny Soria, the director of the upcoming Christmas slasher, happy birthday, you beautiful creature. Hmm. Portland Jewel, the figure skater turned adult film star,
oh, yes.
Hi, darling. Absolutely, tell her Coral and Jewel sends hugs and birthday wishes. And most importantly, once pandemic ends, we'll have to set up in-person celebrations in order. Hearts.
Yeah.
Now, Michael?
Yes.
Without further ado, Hannah, it's a birthday party, so I had to get you some magic.
All right.
So Michael's going to entertain us with his magic.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let me one sec. Let me just grab some stuff over here or whatever the heck I'm doing. So who here has not seen me before or has seen me before or has a clue? I don't know.
I haven't seen you and I'm excited. I like magic.
Oh hey. So
I haven't either. Wait,
are you in Maryland right now? I was literally just there last week.
You were? You didn't call me.
No, I was on Kent Island. I was hanging out at Kent Island. I actually did a show called, oh, heck, I don't remember the name of the damn club. Anyway, so where are you from, Maryland, then? Yeah. I just had to ask. Oh, right. Where at?
I'm in Hagerstown, which is like Western.
We all do it by county, you know. So.
Yeah, Washington. Right,
apparently, this is the magic of bad banter. I don't know what's going on here.
I'm near Frederick, like 45 minutes from Baltimore.
No, go ahead, Michael. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll just do the damn trick. I don't know if you can see it. I have no idea.
Can't.
No, I didn't think so. That's why I have the bigger stuff anyway. So this is amazing.
He's making a cigarette float in midair underneath his camera.
No, that. Am I even on camera right now?
You're not on camera right now.
That's kind of wild.
He disappeared, everybody. Let's give him a hand. I saw David Copperfield do that at the Statue of Liberty. It was the same camera trick.
That was the greatest thing I've seen on Zoom.
Magic.
Let me just pull those out.
Oh, here we go. It's not a birthday party without fire.
That's right.
Yeah, blow out this candle. Actually, you don't want to try this stuff at home, that's for sure.
Ooh, probably good.
Meanwhile, his house is full of drapes.
Oh, yeah, it can.
It's the house on fire.
It's not a party until it is. Ooh. Ooh. Hmm. Oh, wait.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
We're going to save all our applause at the end, Michael, so you show up on the video.
Ah! I had to do that. Thank you for warning me. Jeez. Yeah. I wonder if I could do that. This might be fun. Fun. Ooh. It's way cooler with music. I think we all know that, though.
Oh, cool.
There he is, Mr. B. This is
Kana. Her name is Kana.
Oh, so you got a new dove?
Yeah. But one of them, anyway.
Oh.
So cute.
So pretty.
Mwah. And now you get to eat.
Well, that was great, Michael. Let's give Michael a hand. Fantastic.
Learn how to eat fire.
Yeah,
that's all for you, Hannah, and so is this the great director Dustin Ferguson, who directed Amityville Clown House and all sorts of movies like that, says, I want to wish one of the raddest chicks to rock my world a wonderful date of birth. My favorite adult film star Ella Darling said, happy birthday, Hannah, you're a babe and a total sweetheart.
Oh,
it says then make kissy sounds. Okay. Andy Crown, comedian, says, I can't believe it's been a year since I've seen her beautiful smiling face. It will be way sooner than that when we hang again. All my love, happy birthday. From Black Sabbath, the Black Sabbath tribute band, High Priestess of the God of the Dead, I'd like to wish you a most happy day of coming, happy day of becoming. Be well, stay out of hell. The Skull Brothers, Deep Below Middle Earth, wishing you a soul, special soul assist for an awesome rock into your happiest of birthdays. And Nicole Six, the horror writer and former and future co-host. Dear Hannah, I've loved watching you on this podcast. I'm proud of you for starting off on your own. You and I have known each other for years, and I've always adored you. Best of luck. I know you're going to rock everything that you do in the future. Your friend, Nicole. So... So now we got magic, we've got girl talk, and I'm sure, Hannah, you want to know what's coming up in the upcoming year.
Yeah, well, ooh. I'd be leaving my house anytime soon.
You need your what?
I'll be leaving my house anytime soon.
Well, you know who we have is Irina Zara. And remember the last year she gave you a psychic reading? Mm-hmm. And tell me what you told me about the psychic reading.
Oh, that I was going to meet a gentleman, and we're kind of in the same line of work, and he's always noticed me. We've known each other for a long time. And then ended up dating this guy 3 months later, 4 months later.
Really? That's really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So definitely, if you need a psychic reading, Irina is the one to do it.
Yeah.
Very accurate. You could have said something about the pandemic when you gave me my reading, but other than that...
Nobody saw that coming.
So it's funny because a lot of people have brought this up in conversation in like the metaphysical community. Like, did anybody predict that? My mentor actually kind of did predict that. I would say for myself, I did not directly predict it, but it's funny because at the beginning of every year, I make a vision board for myself. And the one I made at the beginning of 2020 was about half as full of images and stuff on it than it normally was. So that was accurate. So I can claim to like semi predicting it, but not. But yeah, so Hannah, is there like any particular area of your life you want some more info about? I will say, as far as, you know, things opening back up and COVID and everything like that, you know, all of our mileage is going to vary because so much is contingent on like what people in power do with the resources we have. So in some ways, you know, we're going to be at the mercy of that. And it's also what people like every day in our communities do to prevent spreading COVID or how they decide to engage with what we have available to us. Mm-hmm. So there's only a certain level to which we can control the outcome of that getting under control. But I can definitely give you an outlook for your personal stuff or a focus.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good.
Is there like any one area that you want more info on or just general?
I guess like my health, I guess.
Okay. I will certainly start this out by giving the usual disclaimer that I am not a medical professional or especially not a licensed medical professional. And if you're wondering about anything, you should consult a person who is licensed. But these cards can hopefully give you something to focus on, okay?
Okay.
So I'm gonna shuffle a couple of times. Now for your reading last year on your birthday, I just used regular old playing cards. This year I have pulled out a somewhat more typical tarot deck. It's the Thoth deck. For many people, it's one of the first few decks that they have experience with that looks like this. So I'm going to pull three cards for you going forward as far as your health and kind of physical wellness
situation. Okay.
Okay, so the first card that came up for you is, and this is great. This is why I love Zoom readings, because I can actually hold the card up and it gets on camera. Can you see the image on there? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the word that it says down here is adjustment. Mm-hmm. There's definitely been a recent sense of a bunch of unknowns as far as your medical issues and what you deal with on a regular basis balancing out. So you've navigated a lot of ways to just like better manage things on an everyday basis. A lot of it seems to me, has been just through natural methods and leading a balanced lifestyle. You know, it's I think in this time where a lot of us have had limited access to physically actually like going in to see medical practitioners, we've had to self-manage a lot. So you've brought a lot of focus to that in the past year, especially for yourself. And I think you're seeing really positive results from that. The next card that's come up here is the Knight of Cups reversed. I think that this card is showing me that it's important, or maybe it's a place that you could focus some of your attention on, to keeping people around you who really understand the nature of what you go through medically. Because the truth of the matter is we do live in a very ableist society. And a lot of people struggle with different types of chronic issues or illnesses. Some of them are things that people can see very openly, some of them are not. And there's a lot of mentality that just doesn't consider these types of limitations that are actually really common among people. And so I think this card is calling you to actually take a little more of a stand about where you're coming from with your medical stuff and being a little more outspoken about how society treats people with illnesses and chronic conditions. I think I'm feeling a stronger pull, and I think that until now you've been a little, not completely, but a little quieter about it. Mm-hmm. But this is seeming to really call you forward to start to take a little braver spaces to talk about your experiences with this more, and to be a little more outspoken and forward about it. And also to make sure that you're keeping people around you. And I think for your very close people, you always have been like this, but to make sure that you're keeping people around you who can understand that your lived experience revolves around this. So, you know, it may be time if you have spent some time educating folks and they don't get it, it may be time to, you know, we don't need to necessarily cut everybody out, but we can put some distance between ourselves and people who don't get it. That's valid. Okay, so the final card here is, I don't know if you can see it, but it is the Prince of Swords reversed. And this, I think, is very strongly connected to the energy of the statement I just said about implementing some better, well, I don't want to say better because that sounds like a judgment call, but some more noticeable boundaries in your life. I think what's coming into this next year is going to be a lot more about placing boundaries. In particular, addressing some boundaries who with folks who don't really understand stuff with your health and medical issues. Again, you know, the reverse card is indicating to me that you're kind of holding something back. But I think to have a healthier realization of the energy of this card, you're going to be invited to, by life and by various situations that come up, take a little more of a stand with some of your personal boundaries. Okay. I think it's primarily going to relate in some way to your management of your energy overall, which connects to your physical health, but that can also reflect on like a psychological and spiritual level too. but it may relate to some other areas of your life as well, because it all kind of connects to your personal yeah. energy and protecting your energy.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So lots of, you know, potential for standing mm-hmm. in a lot of your power when it comes mm-hmm. to medical and health stuff, but you need that little oomph to step up.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you, Irina. That was great. Does that make sense, Hannah?
You're welcome.
Yeah, it does makes a lot of sense, 100%. Thank you.
Mary's back, and we can see her now, which is great. And Jamie, who's your friend?
This is Slick.
Aww.
I named her Slick because she thinks she's slick.
Just like her owner.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And well, we both are.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jamie. Go ahead.
I said, and we both are slick.
You're telling me. Hannah?
Yes, there's Mary.
Now you can. Go ahead. Now you guys talk.
I can see Mary.
Yes. go ahead and open your presents if you'd like. despite the smell of Josh's ass on him, go right ahead.
I swear I did not sit on the presents.
It smells like lilacs and it's beautiful.
Like roses, actually.
Go fuck yourself. I'm coloring more coloring books.
It's another adult coloring book. I didn't know.
I love it.
I was surprised how great the Motorhead coloring book went over. So,
oh yeah, that's great. Awesome. Fuck off. I can put these great. I can color them and put them on people who park.
Go ahead, Irina.
Like how assholes. Great a segue is that from the end of my reading, by the way?
Yeah.
What better way to set boundaries with people?
No, the segue was going to Jamie's cute dog, Slick. And then we went from Slick to Josh's ass to go fuck yourself.
Get some scissors.
Mark, you always kind of want to segue to my ass. It's weird.
I don't know about that, but... Josh, as a professional musician, what did you think of the halftime show?
Of the what? Halftime show? I didn't watch, this is the first Super Bowl and game or anything. I didn't watch any of it.
Are you a fan of The Weeknd?
I like The Weeknd, and all I've read is back and forth. He was great, greatest of all time, sucked really bad. So I have no idea.
Yeah, the goth community is very split. Go ahead, Hannah, what did I get you?
I have to say, I knew it. I had a feeling when I picked these up, I'm like, I bet you there's a serial killer coloring book in there.
Yeah. That is so cool,
right?
Oh my god! Uh huh.
And so who cool. they have it? Oh, these books are thicker than I thought.
Got Ed Gein, H. H. Holmes, Lopez, Holmes. These are cool.
Very nice.
Thank I'm logging on so to much. Amazon.
Yeah.
Give me just a second because that's not the only gift. I have the big special surprise now.
Hello, kiddies. It's your old pal, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And today I have a special birthday shout out to Hannah Bock. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hannah. And many more screams come true to everyone's favorite vegan heavy metal podcast host. Yes, well, you know, as a fan of yours, Ghouli, Hannah, I've been called a bit of a vegetable myself. Creeping my way up out of the ground every so often. Well, listen, it's a happy birthday to you, and also a special shout out to all who voted for you to be the Inked Magazine cover girl, and to your podcast, Vegans Uncensored, and of course, your co-hosts. That's right, to all your co-hosts on the Vegan Podcast. You know, Mary Zant, and of course, your boyfriend Josh Tripp, and of course, Grandpa. To all of you, may all your screams come true.
Mary, what's so great about Hannah? Tell us, tell everybody what's so fantastic about Hannah and how you wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, her sweet little cold, dark black heart. Hannah's like, every once in a while, like in your life, you meet someone who's just like got a heart of gold. I don't know anyone else like her, and I'm very grateful to have her in my life. So love you.
Love you. Thank you.
I miss you. I haven't seen you.
I miss you too.
Almost a year.
Hey, oh no, no, no. I did see you after that, but oh,
yeah. Jumbo's Clown Room, was that the last time?
It's been about a year. I did see her again after that, but
so. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been too long.
A care package during when the pandemic started.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Apparently, Grandpa was very infatuated with you.
Yeah.
Oh, Grandpa's so cute. He's just, I just want to pick him up and squish him until his cute little bones crush.
He needs that sometimes.
Tamara?
Oh, me? My turn?
It's your turn. Tell Hannah how great she is and wish her a happy birthday.
She is amazing. She's one of the sweetest people. I always look forward to her Facebook posts because they always make me laugh. And I enjoy her dark humor. And yeah, she's just an awesome person. Super sweet. Love your face, babe. Happy birthday. I hope it's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Michael?
Hey, the couple times we hung out was a blast. And I am very much enjoying your TikTok. And your perspective is always a little bit more inspiring than, heck, I would even admit myself. So, but I do look forward to hanging out with you again. And happy Valentine's Day. It's so cool that you got a guy.
Thank you.
That's yes. Awesome. So good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
Crazy kids.
Did you
look forward to performing for your wedding reception?
There you go. Fired.
Did you see him levitating the hat? Because it's very subtle.
Don't look so close.
Zoom's been doing such great stuff. What are you doing now? Is this one more trick, Michael, that you're doing? Or?
It's a classical magical wand. I have no idea why they're black and white. Actually, I do know why they're black and white. They're, but, oh. Oh. Again, it's a lot cooler when there's music. Anyway, thanks so much for having me. Happy birthday, Hannah. I do look forward to impressing everybody in person sometime. So, and stuff is starting to open up again, right?
A little bit.
A little bit, tiny bit, because I know like a week and a change, maybe like 7 or maybe 8 days ago, it seemed like there were some places that were trying to be open and then suddenly they were closed again. Like I was kind of looking forward to the Blue Monday thing, but I guess not. I don't know. Anyway, sloppy banner.
Okay. All I know is that Hannah closed down Jumbo's Clown Room last year and hasn't been reopened since.
Big way.
Yeah. Nikki? Gush all over Hannah. And when was the last time you saw Hannah?
Too long.
Has it been 2 years?
Has it? 2 years?
This last year's kind of a blur.
Yeah, last year was a blur. I forgot.
Was it not?
Yeah, I think it's been 2 years.
Was
a blur. Wow. So, but I'm going to be out there next month, so maybe we can try.
Yeah. I got a reliable vehicle now.
Oh my gosh, I've heard so many wonderful things about you.
Aww.
Well, terrible things.
Perfect.
But I love you, and you're always my little kindred spirit of a heart. You know, we connect on so many levels, and you're such a great friend, and I love you so much. Thank you. Happy birthday, you know.
Thank you.
And Jamie, you and Slick.
I know. Well, she ran away, but it's God, it's hard to follow everybody else because it's the truth. You are the sweetest girl. I mean, from the first time I met you, standing on that sidewalk on Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood Boulevard. Was it Sunset or Hollywood?
I think it was Sunset.
Sunset. Yeah. Okay. Standing out there, I knew the first time I met you that we would get along. And we've gotten along every time we've seen each other since. And
yes,
I love that we have so much in common, you know, horror movies and the coloring books and the it just every time we talk, it's like more stuff that we find out that we have in common. And that is cool. There's not a lot of people you have that with.
That's very true.
I am very, very grateful to have you as my friend, and I wish you the happiest.
Money birthday. Is what my father said. It's like a loaded gun.
I don't know what that was. That was not my gift.
That was not me.
Said the cat.
Apparently, Slick was doing something. And I probably should have asked you before, but should I call you the full Irina Zara? Is that the proper way to say your name?
That's fine. Yeah.
I've said Irina Zara. Okay.
Yeah.
Irina Zara, to tell Hannah what you think and of her. And
Hannah, you're awesome. You are super sweet and so inspirational and funny. I especially like your humorous posts on social media and like when you share TikToks and stuff, but you are just very kind-hearted and leading the world to enlightenment about important issues and metal as fuck, which is what being metal should be all about, is also being
totally
kind and inspirational, but a badass. So, and I think we still have to like go get Doomy sometime or something, because that never ended up happening. So,
Now, Hannah, you were talking about maybe doing Doomies tomorrow. Is that happening or no?
Probably not, since, you know, I've been watching a lot of the news and kind of staying my bubble here by the beach.
All right.
Yeah.
And Josh, you can gush over Hannah if you'd like, speaking of metal as fuck.
Okay, well, here we go. I don't know. I think apparently none of you are dating her, because the sweet girl, I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about. This animal here, no. I told her a little bit of this yesterday too, but honestly, Hannah, she is the perfect embodiment of both that wide-eyed, awe-inspiring little girl that just sees wonder in the world and is super sweet and loves everybody and gives everybody a chance, but also the perfect balance of that and a stoic woman, a strong woman who's been through a lot and still stands up and can still be sweet to everybody. She's just fucking gorgeous and beautiful, and I love her a lot, and she's gonna have a great birthday tonight and tomorrow.
It's a tough act to follow, and before you guys start fucking, I just wanted to say that. Hold on now. I gotta put this on YouTube, and I've already fucked up the video once tonight, but you know. So, Hannah, as every year, I hope that getting all these people together and gushing over you, you listen to what they say. Everything they say about you is correct, and you know, I know sometimes you don't realize that, but you should. And you're somebody that's very special in my life. I did have a special gift that totally bombed tonight, but hopefully when you get it, you'll appreciate it. And you're somebody that's been there for me. I mean, you know, even this week with my housekeeper drama and everything else, you're somebody that I value your friendship, and I hope everybody votes for you as the Ink Model, and I'll put the link in, as the Ink Model cover girl of the year, and follows you on social media at Hail Hannah Box 666, and I'll get everybody else's also listens to you on Vegans Uncensored, which
with Mary.
Said last week you're moving on from this show to that show. You've been on that show, both shows. And you'll be there exclusively. So everybody wants to hear Hannah here on Vegas Uncensored with Mary, who you wouldn't know by tonight, but she She's quite talkative.
Sorry,
that's why I wanted you on the show 8 years ago. Because we had your brother on.
Yeah.
One of our first guests. So Vegans Uncensored. And so let's go around the room. My social media is Goth Comedian. Jamie, how do people follow you on social media?
Look up Jamie Gendron, G-E-N-D-R-O-N on any of my social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. If you search my name, you'll find me.
Yes, you will. And Josh, how do people find you on social media?
They don't, you know, I'm having a hard time with that. No, you can check out Josh Bone, which is my gift to Hannah. No, which is also, which is
crazy.
I changed it to Bone because of Motor Bone, but it's actually Josh Tripp. You can find me Josh Tripp on IG, Motorbone underscore band for my band site IG, or motorbone.com.
Yes, check out Motorbone's concert on YouTube, which is you singing a bunch of songs with your shirt off. So at least people can experience how hot you are and what Hannah's experiencing, at least by proxy. Mary? Vegans Uncensored, and
yeah, I have a few at Vegans from Mars if you want to follow all my vegan crap, or at Mary Zaint with a Z.
And when's the next vegan pop-up?
Every Sunday, and it's in LA County in the city of Bell. You can go to at Border Vegan LA for that.
And Tamara, tell everybody where they can get your heart-shaped sunglasses and your all the stuff that you have for sale. It's great.
Thank you. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Etsy, all under Tamara Von Tart, and it's T-A-M-E-R-A Von Tart.
What do you do on TikTok?
Dude, I make my videos on TikTok. Like, TikTok's the thing.
I gotta get on TikTok, I guess.
Get on it. It's awesome.
Michael, how do people get a hold of you? And what's your TikTok?
OnlyFans.
You have an OnlyFans?
You actually know. I have an Only. Anyway, I'm just kidding. But Vile Acts of Magic on Facebook, and Instagram is Vile Michael, and the TikTok I also think is Vile Acts of Magic, as well as I think it's the same as Facebook. Yeah, and Instagram is Vile Michael, Vile Acts of Magic on Facebook and TikTok, I believe. But yeah, I just do magic tricks.
Okay. Tamara, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, that was it.
Okay.
That was all done. Yeah.
I didn't mean to be.
No, good. You're good.
And Nikki, you're about to fall asleep, but tell everybody where I can get.
No, it's past my bedtime. It's 11:11. It's 11:11.
Do you have a TikTok? Do you have a TikTok, Nikki?
No TikToks.
Oh, okay.
Instagram. Join my cult, please.
Join my cult, please, is your Instagram name.
Yeah. And okay. Cult Startup is my Twitter.
Cool.
Okay. It changes.
Oh, yeah,
changes
Twitter. Yeah, Michael Vile on Twitter, for sure.
And Irina Zara.
That's what it is now, for now. We'll see.
And Irina Zara, all the stuff that you have going on, I know it's a lot.
Okay, so I'll make it easy. I don't do TikTok yet, at least. I don't really do Facebook, so you don't have to worry about that. I have 3 Instagrams I'm connected to. You can either add me on Divinatrix at Divinatrix Coaching, which is readings and small business coaching. You can do at Irina Zara 11, just all one word, which is just personal artsy stuff. And you can add at MMIX underscore art, which is my artistic project with my partner.
I'm guessing nobody's on Parler.
Hannah.
Yes. Hail Hannah. Hail Hannah Box 666 on Instagram. Vegans Uncensored. I'll give you the last word. It's your party and you can talk if you want to.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you to everybody for taking the time out tonight to celebrate with me. I love each and every one of you, and I have fond memories, and thank you.
And many more to come, I'm sure.
Many more, I hope so.
Well, everybody's going to do the hearts. and see how we all love you.
Huh?
Except for Jamie, who's got the cleavage. So, okay, there we go. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy
birthday. And the horns.
Bye.
You gotta give the horns to
get vaxxed. I am so getting vaccine. Vaccine, get the vaccine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I'm getting the vaccine so we can be together next year.
I'm getting the Pfizer. I'm getting the Moderna. I'm getting the 5G. I'm getting the Apple. I'm getting the Dolly Parton. I will be able to taste Google.